You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
I think that was some sort of child going crazy.
Oh, it is really cold.
It
is a really cold breeze. This is the back-to-back movies that I've seen 2 days in a row. Weird.
Not me. I have a baby.
Yeah, but you didn't want to go with the last one.
No, yeah.
So. Okay. All right, so it is what? 16th, man.
December 16th,
2016.
There you go. We just saw Moana. We are a little behind on this one.
Yeah, this is.
We've been busy.
We've had babies and things. It's all good excuses.
Overall, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. I was very impressed. I kept on applauding the writing.
Yes.
Because they did it succinctly. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't feel like there was any pieces missing in this whole thing.
Well, there was the whole point of, if the ocean is able to control you and do all this, how come the ocean just didn't put the heart back itself? Which is a fair point. And just because Maui brought it up, it wasn't answered. There is still no explanation.
I think the explanation is that it couldn't. I don't think it physically, like, it couldn't put the heart back in. It had to
be a people.
Yeah, it had to be a person, and I think it also had to find where it needed to go. I don't think the ocean is, I don't know. Well, the ocean seemed like a god unto itself.
Right.
Which was kind of an interesting choice, but one of the things that they did in this movie, which I really liked, is they limited the god's powers. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter who it is, they weren't impervious. Like, even they had the, I can't remember the names. Their names are really, you know, very.
Maui and Moana?
No, the name of the island.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We'll just let all these people go around. Oh. We're getting to the car. Getting around people.
Ugh. Arriving here.
I know. Well, keep in mind, we did see the movie at 6:15, so it is only 8:30. So, yes, everyone is just about arriving here.
In my world, though, it's like super late.
Guys, we gotta get home. Where are you all coming from?
It's time to go to bed.
Yeah, I loved how they limited the god's powers, and even I even liked how they limited the Maui's. Oh, whoa! Yes, there is. I really liked how they limited
Maui's powers.
Well, I just don't want to distract you while you're backing up. Stand by, everybody. All right, there we go. Now we're free. It's just like, I really like the characters. I really like the growth of them.
The acting was phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought the animation was incredible too. Like,
agreed. I thought The Rock was going to be like really distracting in that role, but I couldn't even place him.
No, I couldn't either. Like, I did a little bit. Like, in the song, it took me out a tiny bit. The songs weren't like incredibly amazing, but I kind of liked
them.
They
grew on me.
Yeah, they did too.
All three. Well, I'm sure there were more than three, but I feel like there were three big ones, and they all grew on me.
Yeah, same here. I was like, this is, what is,
there's the island one too, which I also like, so that's the fourth one.
Yeah. I loved, I thought it was one of the very few Disney films that had a really great character arc that was clear, concise, like, and it felt like it was self-motivating and self-empowering. Like, I didn't question the decisions that she made ever because it felt like she went through the journey to make them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It wasn't like writer's hand.
No, nothing was writer. Like, I felt that it was organic. And then they did things that were incredibly unique and out of the ordinary, especially for a Disney film. There were a couple things where I was like, okay, this is expected. Like, we have to take the Maui's powers away. I was like, oh, of course they have to do that. Otherwise, he's just too strong, so they broke the hook. And I was like, okay, that, you know, I was expecting that. That's the writer's hand that I saw, was the hook thing. But then again,
that's just part of the act structure.
Yeah, that's you're like, okay, here comes the third act. We got to take, okay, there, bam, that happened. I really liked how they handled the grandmother, actually. Like, I kind of cried a little bit when she was leaving the island. I could really relate with her connection with the grandma.
Yeah, me too.
And it was just...
It made me miss my grandma, who is alive and well.
Maybe miss my grandmother, who...
Is not so alive and well,
but sent me on a journey. So yeah, no, that hit me pretty well. And just like, it was just a beautiful movie. Like, the animation was gorgeous, but didn't draw attention to itself too many times. I really liked that I called attention to the princess thing. That was nice.
Yeah,
that
was cute. So cute that an animal side. I was not, from the previews that I've seen,
You're going east.
Okay. From the previews that I've seen, she has a sidekick pig, and there's like a chicken in some of the shots, and I'm like, oh, she's got a sidekick pig. Super surprised that the pig did not make it on the boat.
Yeah, I was like, okay, here's
the pig.
And that
the chicken is the sidekick.
I think they did that on purpose.
That was quite a switch for me, because the pig was like all animated and had personality, and the chicken was just dumb.
But all the stuff with the chicken was well planted and established. Like, oh, it ate a rock, it's mm-hmm. gonna eat the stone. Bam, happens.
I feel like maybe I didn't get a lot of closure from those little pirate guys.
Those are the distractors. Those are the antagonists that they throw in at the side to get in the way of the heroine from her journey. They're all meant to be like, just like other gods of the seas and demons and things like that. Like, that part I was okay with. I actually really loved those characters, because I want to go back and watch and like pause and just admire all the work that they did to those little scavenger boat shackle things. Like, those were incredible. Mm-hmm. The cost, like, I'm watching the little guys and I'm like, these are probably some of the most inventive creatures that I've ever seen in a movie. Like the coconut monsters that with arms and legs that come out, and then they like have attachments that are all from the ocean, and it was like, it was beautiful. They were exactly what I imagined would be coconut pirates. Like, it was really cool.
Were you reminded of the abyss with the water?
I was reminded, no, not so much the abyss. And this is gonna be a weird reference, but Wind Waker. It's the Link and Zelda game that takes place in like the South Pacific, where they go from island to island and you're on the boat that talks to you.
Wind Waker, not Wind Walker.
Yeah, Wind Waker.
Huh.
Or is it Wind Walker? I thought it was Wind Waker, but I'm.
I didn't play the game. It's just a weird. Wind Walker is a phrase. Wind Waker is not.
Well, that's the thing. Is remember what they were calling the people on the boat?
No.
They were like. Wind makers, right?
Wait, you mean Wayfarer?
Yeah, Wayfarers.
That's the term for a sail.
Okay, so the wind, the reason why it's called, maybe it's not Wind Walker, maybe it's Wind Maker, because he makes wind with his flute. So anyway, no, it's Wind Walker. Waker. I don't know. Beside the point, I'll look it up later. I'll probably get ousted for this from other people, but anyway, but yeah, I had like, it was probably one of the better Disney movies I've seen.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I would say it's probably second to Tangled for me. In terms of the Disney, well, Wreck-It Ralph is number one. Okay, so it's number three of the Disney animated. But the Disney animated seems to be rocking it lately.
What was the last one?
Okay, so if I remember right, so
because
if
Frozen was terrible.
Frozen, well,
and so was the one with the big fluffy robot.
Oh, Big Hero 6. Yeah, you're right.
That's okay.
I think. You know what? I think Big Hero 6 was their last one. Yeah. So, well, but no, there was another one, wasn't there?
Can I get back on the freeway?
Can you go straight?
Yeah.
No, you'll never get there. You can't get over from that point. At least I don't think so. You know what? Go for it.
Okay.
Adventure Time.
Which is a show I tried to watch and could not get into.
What else?
I didn't like the grandmother becoming like a... I liked when she was a stingray. I really liked how they showed... Or I didn't think it was a stingray, it was a manta ray.
Yeah.
When they showed the, her die by show... Spoiler alert. By showing, like,
the wind the at her heels.
All the light left that building.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a goosh hit the water.
She was the wind at her sails.
No, well, but then she came, like, from the earth. As like instantly as a.
Do you think you can make it over to there? The far one.
Where am I going? Far left.
55. I mean, you can get off. You can get off of Tustin if you want to, but. Do 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 do.
So we've got people who are not cooperating. Make a choice. Faster or slower? Oh, you're gonna change lanes too? You're gonna be that jerk?
Amway. Here we go. I'm having hard times picking apart the movie.
Yeah, I didn't like it when she was a physical, like, being.
Yeah, sitting
hugged.
On the boat, yeah.
I liked it better when she was the
manta ray. Yeah, when she became a human at the end. But I actually really liked when she came up from the water and they were gone. I was like, good transition. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that they did a really good job going between, the worlds and keeping the realities going. I thought that was really well done, going between these, like, we still felt like the world was real, even though it was, had things that we're not familiar with them inside of it. And I thought that was really well done on their part. Like, when they went down the crab. The crabs, like, when the crab, like, the sparkly thing, it wasn't a great song, but man, was it gorgeous.
I liked the song.
Oh, you did?
I didn't, I mean, like, I liked, once you get to the chorus, the, like, shiny.
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was the best, but I really loved when the lights went out. And
I like that he explained the little rock that she painted.
Oh, the chemiluminescence algae.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, she painted a barnacle. Like, it was very... Instead of just being like, there's glow stuff around, kids, explaining, like, what it was.
Yeah, no, I thought that was pretty well done, too. They did not take the easy route of doing anything with this. And I thought that the writing was spot on. They knew what they were doing and they knew the kind of movie they were making. And it was not traditional. The only thing that was traditional was the act structure. There was that black freaky thing that was in the underworld that had like arms coming out that moved strangely. I was like, if I saw this as a kid, that would freak me the hell out. Yeah, and then
the
they like send it to the surface.
You out is because they did that rendering on it that makes it look like a dream. It's like what they did with the Ring
yeah.
Girl.
It's no, I know that. It's removing certain frames of the like animation out of it, mm-hmm. So it moves abnormally, which is similar to the way we dream. We only dream in flashes, and then our brains fill in with the betweens. So in some ways, when we see it in reality, it's a little frightening.
Yes.
I was just explaining to anybody who might have not have. Yeah. Let's see here. What else? I like that the chicken reminded you of Brownie.
Yes, that I mean, like identical personalities, eating rocks, like I just walking off the ship into danger.
She did that, didn't she?
She all the time.
She actually walked into the ocean when she was on the canoe. Remember, she just jumped out of the boat.
Yeah, she kept trying to get off the boat.
Yeah.
The big moment was when he like put the seeds down for the bird, and the bird was eating next to the seeds and not the actual seeds. I have pictures of Brownie's placemat under her food bowl that's been eaten and not her food. It's like, this is our recently deceased dog.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, anybody, spoiler alert, Brownie died.
Spoiler alert.
Which I guess we're getting better over now. It's getting a little healed.
It was nice to see her in animated bird form.
Animated, yeah, that was fun. Anything you would change on the film?
That grandma.
The grandma scene, okay.
As a physical being. And like, she needs to stay a Ray.
I thought it was interesting that they never called attention to the fact that that Maui built the statue of himself inside the cave.
Oh, I don't think they needed to.
They didn't need to, but I thought it was a really... I like the fact that they didn't, is what I was saying.
Oh.
Because I felt like a sloppy movie would have, like... Did you see the statue of me in there? Of course.
I didn't like that the island lady was so real-looking. Like, she looked just like Moana.
Yeah, I thought there was actually, like, something like, oh, she's the daughter of the Earth, or something like that, but no. Yeah, the appearance was almost too close to Moana.
It was too close to Moana, and it just, the fact that she had, like, glossy eyeballs, and it was, like, just make, because the demon, when she was, like, fire, the design, I thought, was better, because it wasn't as human.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a fire with, you know, limbs.
I thought it was really cool that, I agree with that. I would say I like the idea that, like, when it was removed, she became the fiery thing of the earth, which is actually just another form of the earth.
Right.
Which is, I thought was like, oh, that's a really great choice. It's like she's the magma that's below the surface, but the coin keeps the, like,
is
the birth side of it. Yeah, it's, I like that. We are having a babysitter pickup time now, so we have to go. This has been The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Great movie. Go see it.